Welcome back, welcome back. Conversations on the Rocks. It's your boy Los Vegas, you already know what it is.
And Miss Tish.
And the coolest host you know out here in the streets, boy. Your boy Ice. Let's get it. How y'all feeling today, man?
Well, you know, somebody's feeling good right now.
All day. Shout out Lil Jon and the IG. Shout out Rhythmix Radio, man. We here again. You know who it is. Conversations on the Rocks. Every Monday night, 8 p.m., man. We got another one. We got Mr. Coach Reggie in the building. Appreciate you for taking time out, man. Out just your busy schedule, you know what I'm saying? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good. I appreciate y'all inviting me out. I definitely appreciate y'all.
For sure.
I see y'all doing big things, and I want to keep it going.
All right. Okay. Thank you for contributing.
Appreciate that.
Well, before we get into anything, man, I just want to, you know what I'm saying, shout out to everybody in Radio Land, Rhythmix Radio. We've been here for a minute. This is our, you know what I'm saying, third season on air. Second season with Tish, you know what I'm saying? And we appreciate all the love, everybody out there listening and shouting us out, man. So, with no further ado, let's get right into it, man. Let's get into a little bit of pregame. You know what I'm saying? Salute. Cheers all around. Prosperity and wealth.
Amen.
And how y'all feeling, man? How was y'all weekend, man? What did y'all do? You know what I'm saying? Los, what'd you get into, man? What's popping with the K. Alexander brand? Talk to the people.
Yeah, man. So, shoot. I mean, we just had Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? Thanksgiving was cool. And whatnot, I was down in Front Royal, whatnot. And as far as the K. Alexander, man, still pushing on. I got been working on some new things and whatnot like that. looking at the next level with these shirts right now, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say too much, you know what I'm saying, right now.
Tell us, you know what I'm saying?
Like, either, you know what I'm saying? They gonna be somewhere where everybody's gonna be able to get them, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't gonna be able to have time to be keep running around trying to sell these shirts. Shout out to Sophie, he just bought one, too. So appreciate that. Been appreciating a lot of people reaching out to me to try to get these things. But yeah, I got something in the works for all of that. So, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate the support and everything. And y'all better get them now.
Blessings, right?
For sure.
All right.
Tish, what's going on? How was your Thanksgiving? You know what I'm saying? We know you cooked through down and all the good stuff. How was it?
Yeah, everything was good. It was a busy week. I did a lot of catering for a couple people, did catering for my family. The weekend before, we were doing a lot of catering, rolled into the week. I got to go see the Dave Chappelle documentary. That was dope. Yeah, all y'all can watch it on Netflix when it comes. I saw it live. Just gonna put that out there.
That's what's up, man.
Yep, then Thanksgiving was cool. Did my deliveries, made my money. Friday, made my money. Saturday, made my money. Sunday, made my money. So I ain't mad.
Just made my money just all the time, every day.
Let me get $5. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, make my money. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I know. It's the season. You got to go get it.
Facts.
Definitely.
Nah, Turkey Day was good, man. It was a nice time with friends and fam and shit. And this weekend was good, man. Actually, Friday slept. You know what I'm saying? I actually went to bed like 9. That shit felt good.
That's some man shit right there.
Then Saturday, we actually had a Gangsgiving. So not like a Friendsgiving. We call it a Gangsgiving. We all got together and shit. Went out to this winery in Stafford, Potomac Winery or something.
Okay.
Shit was dope. That shit was dope. Had good ass food and shit. Nice little peaceful. It's shit in the cut in Stafford and shit. So that shit was real chill. And yesterday, you know what I'm saying, was watching these games, getting some of this sports betting money. You know what I'm saying? So
it was a good weekend.
You must have had it.
Shout out to the NFL.
Hey, every five minutes that nigga was posted. I said, damn, that nigga hit. I said, damn, can I get $5?
Hey, don't ever go with your team. I'm telling you, don't go with your team. I went with Dallas and it was bad for me.
That shit's here. Oh, yeah,
it was bad.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Indoors, outdoors. Where did you go eat at?
Oh, I was indoors.
At whose house? Because your mama said you couldn't come over there.
Right. Well, I said I was in Front Royal.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So, whose house
is that? Whose house is that?
Hey, look. friend, my friend, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Somebody I know out there. I got peoples everywhere in Front Royal. Shout out to them.
Okay. The important thing is that he ate.
That's it. Yeah. As you know, nobody is talking about who down there. Hey, man, don't be doing me like that. I mean, that's cool. At least you admitted it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what about you, Coach Reggie? How's your did you enjoy your turkey day? Other than the game, because you say you're a Cowboys fan. I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry
for your loss. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, how was your turkey day?
Nah, it was good. I spent time with my mom. I went up to Maryland, spent time with my mom, my sister, and a couple of my family members. It was good because, you know, we don't get that time a lot. So took advantage of that. I ain't cooked nothing. I just sat on the couch and ate, drank a little bit. Okay. You know.
Sound like a good time to me, man. Sound like a good time to me. Yeah,
definitely.
Well, you know what, man? What before we get into the interview, how can everybody get in contact with you? And can you kind of tell our listeners, like, TNP, that's your training company. Can you kind of talk about TNP, what that is, and what that stands for the people?
All right, so TNP stands for Tomorrow's Not Promised.
Okay.
And, like, ways to get in contact with me is basically you can go – we have Instagram where you can go on train, and then you can go on Instagram, same thing, TNP training. And then as far as if you're looking to get training or you're looking to get some apparel, you can go to my website at www.tnptrain.com. Everything you're looking for, everything personalized for you, just ready to, you know.
Okay.
Awesome. So what made you get into this?
So basically, I have two avenues with it. I have with my TNP, I have my apparel side, and then I also have my training side. As far as with my training side, it went back to I basically had an injury in 2019. Okay. I ended up tearing my patella tendon, which set me down for like 8 months. I ended up losing my job and going through all this, and then the pandemic ended up hitting, so it like set me down even longer.
Right.
As far as with doctor's appointments and doing different things. So, like, once I was able to get back to everything, I got into the gym. The gym was, like, my mental clarity. Like, it was where I could go and relax, go and just feel free. Because, mm-hmm. like, being down that long, it put me in such a – I was depressed. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, I was depressed. I was social anxiety. I got down to 190 pounds. And Yeah. And I'm a big guy, so that was – it was rough. I wasn't even eating it sometimes. But getting back into the gym was able to you know, see a better side of me. So then as far as with the training, like it just came naturally. Like me, I've always been a coach as far as doing that. So training just came natural with it. Getting clients coming in, getting certified. Got certified while I was sitting down. You know, I had to do something while I was sitting down.
Okay.
So got certified and then just been training. And people have been gravitating to it because it's been good to me. And as far as the apparel side was something that kind of, like, came along with it.
Right.
Like, I had a friend I was actually talking to at the moment, and she was, like, more or less like, hey, why don't you just do something, like, with apparel with it, too, you know, because, you know, that's a good saying, you know, mm-hmm. tomorrow's not promised.
Right.
I was like, okay, so I'm like, I don't know, I'm a coach, I wear sweatsuits and, you know, shorts, I'm chilling.
Right.
So she's like, why don't you just do, you know, more stuff with it? I'm like, you know, you're right. So, you know, I took a leap of faith, you know, started out doing with the apparel. I mean, it's been going good. It has its up and down, but it's about, you know, like everything, it's about being consistent. So, I mean, that's where I'm at with it right now. So it's been
all right. So the whole saying tomorrow's not promised, where did that come to, and what does it like mean? I mean, it speaks for itself, but what did it mean to you? What made you go with that?
Yeah, so basically what I mean by like tomorrow's not promised, like, I mean, you gotta grind a day to live for tomorrow. So like anything like you putting in today is gonna affect to tomorrow. We're not thinking about the past. Everything in the past has already happened.
Right.
I'm more or less looking towards the future, looking towards everybody prospering, seeing a better version of themselves, and just grinding. So like that's what it means to me as far as.
Okay. All right. I like it.
And you said you were a coach. What sports did you coach? Or
you still coach basketball?
Yeah. I coach basketball now. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my son played with him.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been at the Boys and Girls Club. Like, I've helped out all in the community, but I've coached at Freedom High School and also T.C. Williams.
Okay.
Up in Alexandria. Yeah, did a couple things with them. And actually, with my trainer right now, I mean, it's about to come out now, but I'm actually working with a lot of the high schools now doing strength and conditioning training.
Okay.
Yeah, good. With their basketball programs and doing different things. Cause we're trying to build these kids up, you know, right. For the next level.
Right.
That's good to hear, man. That's good to hear.
You used to play a little bit of basketball yourself?
Yeah, yeah. I played basketball. Ended up playing football in college.
Right, yeah.
What position?
When I played basketball, I was a big for a little bit. Then I moved down to a guard. When I was in high school and stuff, well, my freshman year in college, I was up to 320 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's what really, you know, with the training and stuff, I lost 100 pounds. Right, so, man. Like, doing that, I was became a lot more agile, you know. Yeah, now I can move a little different. So when I played in my men's league, you know, I played, like, the guard and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm done.
I used to play point, man. I was going to go NBA, but I had to lose weight, too.
Don't get him to start lying to you, man. Don't get him started.
Like, for real.
Don't get him started.
Without a doubt, he always finds some way to relate to the guests, right?
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? So I feel
first of your DJ.
I was a DJ, man. I do it all, man.
Hey, I used to think I was one too.
The DJ. Us guards feel that.
Every
man.
Time
you know
I,
what I'm saying?
You know.
That's what I'm saying. The guards, we feel that. You know what I mean? So yeah, I feel that.
So can you tell our guests like why to in your opinion is sports and health and nutrition important?
I mean, I guess you could look at it as like an outlet. So say if like, I mean, me, like I took basketball as like, it was an outlet for me. Like no matter, like I can go through a long day, you know, rough day. And then I know, when I'm on the basketball court, I'm not thinking about anything. I'm just out there chilling with my boys. You know, I'm just running, playing ball, talking shit.
Right.
Cause I mean, that's what I do. I do talk shit.
Okay.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. I do talk shit. Hey, that's what I'm good at.
I gotta talk shit.
Nah, but I do it to get everybody, you know, get them going. Yeah. That's, I mean, I'm very competitive. So,
So
it brings the competitiveness out of everybody. So, I mean, I think as far as like working out and doing like playing sports and doing things, it gives you that mental clarity. Like, we all go through so much in life already. Waking up, I mean, this is just a blessing nowadays. Yeah. You got to think about it, especially what's going on. And so, I mean, just finding another outlet, like as far as going walking, getting in the gym, doing something, going to play basketball. Like, that's just it gives you that clarity.
Yeah. I agree.
Speaking of like the times that we're in now, how difficult is it to be able to train people and, you know, because trainers want to have that close proximity to show you the correct form and everything else. So how do you like deal with that part?
So, I mean, right now, I would say it's actually funny you asked me that. I actually reached out to one of my other trainers because I asked him a question. I'm saying, because when I first started out, like I started out in the summertime, more or less in the summertime, people aren't worried about it because you know you can be club, you know, be outside, you know, you can work out. But now we're getting into these cold months. People, you know, they're back on hiatus. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, you know, I don't want to be close. Hey, can we do something different? So that's what brings into that whole virtual, the whole virtual thing.
Definitely.
I mean, learning how to do the virtual thing and learning how to, I mean, basically now you have to make time for more one-on-ones versus doing the group, you know, doing the group thing. So I reached out to one of my other trainers and I asked him, like, yo, what do you do like when you get to these times? He was like, man, it's like you plateau. It's like you don't know which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you just basically got to come up with new ideas, new, you know, new things as far as attracting new people. Because I mean, there's a lot of trainers out there.
Okay.
There's numerous trainers. Right. There's constant people out. There's constant services. So you got to find a way to bring people towards your what you do. You know, your service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And me, I think I'm very passionate about what I do. So like I put more into it. So like I just run behind that passion. You know what I'm saying? As far as doing that. And
okay. Yeah, like I said, I've been following you and been seeing that you've been doing a lot of the training over there at good old Godwin and everything over there. And what is the age range that you do as far as like with the physical training? What all do you do during these trainings? All
right, so I have a wide variety of things as far as I do. Like with the young ones, I pretty much, you know, I focus on, because they're not really lifting too much weights.
Right.
So it's pretty much with the younger ones, like I have some that start at five.
Okay.
Five, you know, all the way up to adults, you know. Okay. But the young ones, I pretty much do as far as speed and agility, a lot of band work as far as doing that, building up their, you know, their coordination, building up their core, building up their legs and doing things as far as that. And I mean, I do it with the older ones too. All depend upon what they need. But okay. I do a lot of one on ones. As far as, you know, I mean, everything is stationed towards whatever whatever your goals are. If you're trying to gain weight, you know, we work on doing that type of stuff. If you're trying to lose weight, you know, we work on losing weight. I mean, it's a wide variety thing. And with the sports training, like I have, I do coach basketball, so I do do a lot of one on ones. With basketball too, as far as, you know, handling, as far as getting shots up,
okay,
working on that type of stuff too. Just okay. You know.
Okay.
Would you say that's your primary sport, or basketball, or do you?
All right, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
I played football. I played football in college. I mean, I played football in college. I played all through high school. I love football. I love basketball. But, like, now that I'm getting older, I don't even like being outside when it's cold. Okay. So the honest part of life. So, now that's why basketball, I'd rather, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather be inside because, like, I was training the other night. I trained this kid the other night. It's 30 degrees outside. He's still going. I'm like, bro, it's cold. It's cold. You know, I love you. I love your work out there.
Go ahead, coach. Hey, look. Sit in the car. I got it.
I love your ad. I love it. I told his dad, I said, your son is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
And he can take this weather. He's going to be even great. I'm telling, like, hey.
That's what's
up.
I like to be in that.
So one thing I saw on your website, it's tmpeachtrain.com. You help with improving people's posture.
Yeah.
Can you kind of talk to the people a little bit about that? And
as far as doing posture, I mean, what I mean by posture is, like, a lot of times when people are lifting, I mean, some people
low sit up a little bit
down. Low, man.
How important is that posture? You know what I'm saying? That posture important. You don't want to be humped over when you 50, 60, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, we got to think about, like, you know what I'm saying, the future. Like I said, a lot of us think, you know, we good right now as far as, you know, when we're doing doing different things. But, I mean, we got to think about the future 20 years down the line. Like, I plan on being around for my, you know, I have two young boys. So I plan on being around for my, you know, my young men. So, like, as far as, like, posture, what I mean, like, when we're lifting, as far as doing proper posture, everybody thinks you have to race through something to get through things. Okay. Nah, sometimes slow and steady, it gets it done.
Right.
So, it's like, I mean, just having correct posture, it's not about how much weight you're lifting. It's not about that. It's just about doing it correctly.
Okay.
Like, doing things correctly builds muscle tone.
Right,
builds
form and all that.
Yeah, it builds all that. So, I mean, that's what I mean. So, I'm big on that, especially when I'm training, because, like I say, you do have, like, people that be like, all right, let's do 10. Let's do 10 reps. Right. They try to get through, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right, I'm like, quick. Nah, we had one. Because only one of them counted.
Yeah.
You only did one of them correctly. You doing all that. That's just to, you know what I'm saying? We here to get better.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm big on that.
Okay.
Well, that's good. That'll take people a long way. I still remember, like, working with a boxing coach and the things that he tells you, your posture, and, you know, the right way to hit, the right way to step out on the punch. And it does help you. It helps you from being injured, too. So, especially in the long run, because, you know, you could work out today, and then 3-4 weeks from now, you feel something that may have came from your posture, you know, 3-4 weeks ago.
Yes, definitely. I didn't mess up my back before doing something. When I first started out, thinking I can get out there and lift with everybody else in the gym, I just slow myself down a little bit.
Well, that's something new. I didn't know you took boxing classes and with that, because, you know, I used to be a boxer myself a little bit myself, and I was gonna go all the way
with
it.
Kais. Yeah. Shout out to Kais, that's my dog. But
you know, it's homie, Doug. You know Doug?
Yeah.
Doug, you? Oh, I work with him.
That's what I'm saying.
Too.
Yeah, man, Doug used to be out there. Oh, man, I was out there fucking shit up, man. Real talk. For real, Ted. But that's what I'm saying. Hey, she looking at me like, no, wait, I'm just saying, Doug. Hey, Yeah, I just said Doug, and she said yeah, and I'm like, yo, you know, I was for real, because I'm thinking like maybe we should have an event. We know we was talking about this last time. Mm-hmm. Boxing match in my backyard, and you know what I'm saying.
You
just,
still ain't play him.
No. What happened? What happened? Court. What happened? You said what happened, Reggie? What happened? What happened, Reggie?
Hey, I'm on your side.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hey, look, I'm on your side.
Hey, no, I mean, don't do me like that. I mean, me and Ice, when it's cold now, and you
Reggie, it's cold now.
And well, you just said you don't like to be on the court. You just said you don't like to be on the court.
They ain't got indoor courts.
Oh, they got, yeah, I mean, they do got indoor.
But he in boxing training right now.
Right. See what I'm saying?
He in boxing training.
Because tomorrow's not promised, bro. So I got to do this now. You know what I'm saying? So y'all don't do it.
I ain't played this nigga yet.
Yeah.
I ain't played him yet.
Shout out to Tomorrow's Never Promised. I love the name. And so you talking about the merch. So you also got the gear as well. So what are some of the pieces that you're selling on your website?
As far as on the website right now, I have full sweatsuits. We also have as far as high-waisted leggings, as far as working out.
Okay.
I have the athletic shirts, as far as the dry fit. We have the T-shirts, long sleeve. I'm waiting on my sweatshirts. It should have been here by now, but we're still waiting on that. And I still got a couple of sets left from as far as from the summer, you know, as far as that, a couple of stuff from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I love the name of the brand, man. So, like, you're training, you're doing services, you're helping a lot of the kids in the community. Like, what's fast forward 5 years from now? Like, what do you see? Do you just see it bigger? Do you see yourself helping more and more kids on a bigger scale? What's that look like for you?
Yeah, so basically my plan is, like, I love giving back. That's not my number one thing as far as giving back, you know, helping out as many kids as we can and as many people as we can. We just did a thing for Thanksgiving.
God bless you, man.
Just did something for Thanksgiving where we raised money and end up feeding a family. It was a family of nine. I did a whole thing about, you know, putting it out there as far as me getting stories, and I was going to post it and everything, but people in their pride, you know, sometimes, you know, we had to put it to the side a little bit, but the person, it was a family of nine. We end up feeding them. They're all happy, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up.
It was good.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, definitely. But as far as like 5 years from now, like my goals with training and thing, I'm working on getting a gym right now.
Okay.
Working on getting you know, my own enclosure. That way, I have, you know, we can eliminate that process as far as, you know, coming. Yeah, and then the one on one thing, it'll be work out a lot.
I can see that on its way. Man.
Yeah, it's actually in the workings right now. So I'm keeping my fingers. I actually have a meeting tomorrow.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
So it's definitely gonna happen. Yeah, I'm definitely keeping that in blessing. So. Trying to get that, and then eventually have my own facility, you know, where I basically can have where I have my training, have my apparel in the front as far as doing that. And I also want to do like little, you know, as far as mentorships for the young men.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, as far as the young ladies, you know, we'll bring somebody in to talk to them. But I'm definitely looking to help out my young men out here.
Right.
Because like I have two young men, I have two sons myself. I run my own AAU organization. It's a lot that I do as far as like helping, you know, as far as working with them. So I do want to, you know, as far as continue, because they the future.
Okay.
When we down, they're gonna be the ones that's picking us up. You exactly. know, you know,
raise them right.
Exactly. So,
man, well, that's good, man. You know what I'm saying? I definitely commend you on everything you've been doing with the community. Like I said, I've been following you. So, I mean, you just been doing a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? Helping out. A lot, in a lot of ways, man, touching everybody differently, you know what I'm saying? So that's always a good thing. And I definitely like the fact that you are trying to help the young men out there, the AAU. How can these young men, if anybody wants to get on to that, how can they get on to that?
Well, right now I'm working with, we did have the grassroots level, which I mean by fifth grade and below. But now I'm working with far as middle school levels. Right, we're waiting till after middle school tryouts and after everything. So pretty much in the springtime is when we'll have our tryouts, and it'll pretty much be blasted on email, through emails. Okay. I have a lot of emails. Yeah.
Keep them. That's yeah, your gold mine right there.
Yeah, I kept, CRM. I kept some emails. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of emails, but I send emails out. We're going to put poster boards up. So we're definitely going to be, you know, all through Prince William and all through, you know, everywhere. And
whatever
area,
we could do,
definitely.
Whatever we could do to, you know what I'm saying, help spread the word as well. You know what I'm saying? Let us know whatever flyers you got, we'll post. And,
what's the name of the AAU?
Well, right now we were with Team Loaded, which was Adidas program.
Okay.
We're transitioning over because we're coming back towards Prince William County because, like, I'm trying to do a lot more for this area versus where I was doing stuff, you know, all over the state of Virginia. I was in Richmond. I was in Charlottesville. I was in different, you know. So we're pretty much focused on this area now. Now we're higher level. Mm-hmm. So we're going, so we'll pretty much be here with the local high schools, working with all them, trying to build these young men.
That's awesome.
Definitely.
How big is your team? You got a lot of people working for you or with you, or is it just you? Or?
Yeah, I got a few people working. You know, I got a few people working.
You sound
with
like
me.
You got a lot going on.
I do. I got a few people working with me. I do. I mean, it's a blessing to have, you know, certain, especially the parents that I have with me. Right. Like when I can't make it, I have some parents that can step in and, as far as, you know, do things like. With my age group alone, with my kids, I've had them since they were 4 years old.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
With my son's team, I've had them since they were four. I got kids on my team that are 12, and they're taller than me. I got my tallest kid's probably like 6'3 right now. Like, we got some big kids. And as far as the other age groups, we got other coaches. They're high school coaches, so, you know, they work with their programs within, you know, working
there. That's what's up, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Dang, you made me want to go out and play now. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk.
You might got to get in training. You know, get ready.
I mean,
I think you did. Yeah, hey, he needs some.
He going to be ready for you.
Y'all
going to stop playing with the boy.
Hey, go ahead, man. We're going to have to put that on Facebook Live.
Hey, man, I'm telling y'all right now, as soon as it get motherfucking warm out here, you know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
Yeah, as soon as it get warm out here, I'm telling y'all, I'm going to make you a motherfucking puddle out there. Nigga, I'm going to be hot out there, Joey, man.
How warm does it have to get? Because you got to get tested.
It's got to be at least like 85 degrees outside.
Oh, damn. I'm going to play next August.
It's got to be like,
hey, you skipped the whole half the year.
Hey, she knew I was going to say like 70. Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
You might have
called it 70
days.
Day in November. You would have got a phone call. Like, I can't make it.
Nah, man. You know, because actually, man, for real, I was going playing, man, but you know, I had that ankle injury and shit.
You should ask him how it happened.
You should
Coach Reggie, ask him how it happened.
Hey, man, why you got to call him Coach Reggie like that? You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what happened, Coach. Okay? I was not prepared for this, and a lot of people heard about this last season and all the good stuff. Happened? I went to Defy over here by Potomac Festival.
He just started laughing.
Them fucking socks they gave a nigga didn't work. Them shits didn't work. Talking about it got grip shit. My whole fucking, I was out for like, shit, about like, man, I was good in like, man, three, almost 4 weeks.
awesome, extra soft pillows, bouncy shit.
Hey, man, that jump, that last jump, God, boy, that one took a nigga right there.
Yeah, so you might want to help make sure
I'm good now, though, like,
on,
for real.
He needs you.
But
he needs
85,
you.
Hey, man,
Coach,
85 degrees, man. Y'all going to see your boy Los Vegas out there.
Knockdown.
Oh, man. And the step back I've been working on in my Jane Hard. Okay. The fuck is you laughing about
over
here?
Did you see it, though?
What the hell is Tish over here laughing about?
Hey,
It's dreams.
You don't know.
Supportive.
All right, that's a bet. And then I'm going to see your ass in the boxing ring, too.
You know, she's been training. She's been training.
She needs to train.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Get it together, coach.
Look.
thinking she can take Las Vegas.
Without training.
Watch this. Okay, all right.
I'm ready.
You're going to lose your part in the movie doing that shit.
Shout out to Rhythmix Radio, man. You are now tuned in to Conversations on the Rocks. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the, you know what I mean, the other shows out there, Love Talking Bullshit. You got motherfucking Serious Business on Wednesdays. We got Shenanigans going on in here right now. Shout out to No Tomatoes, Communion on Sundays, you know what I'm saying? And everybody else on Rhythmics Radio and shit.
But most importantly, shout out to Conversations on the Rock.
Man, y'all see that bang over there?
Shout out to the COTR gang, Conversations on the Rock, baby.
Shout out to y'all, man.
So I got a question for everybody. I was on Instagram and I was scrolling through, and this guy, he stopped this other guy, and he was like, you know, what would you tell your younger self now? So I'll start off with you, Reggie.
Okay.
What would you tell your younger self now?
What would I tell my younger self now?
Uh-huh.
Credit. Work on credit. I mean, I would have definitely pushed myself a lot harder. I mean, a lot harder than, you know, when I was younger than I did. Mm-hmm. But I definitely would say that. I mean, make smarter decisions. Save. Invest.
It's all good advice.
Big words.
Yeah. I would just definitely, those would definitely be, as far as the number one things.
Right.
And make smarter decisions, you know.
Facts.
Yeah. Jeff?
What about me? I say first thing that comes to mind is take more advantage of opportunities. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, so seize the opportunities more. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like sometimes when I was young, I thought, like, the time was everlasting. You know what I'm saying? Like, just seizing more opportunities and taking more advantage of the shit that could have leveled me up. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I say.
Tish?
Definitely grind harder, younger, you know? And one thing that I do kind of regret, and I would tell my younger self, is even though I don't know what I want to do to go to school to receive a degree, I have an associate's, but I would have went to a 4-year college, mm-hmm. enjoyed that life instead of just going straight into working, mm-hmm. and, you know, had something to support me if I decided to do my own business and then come back to the workforce. I have something there that's going to support me. Yeah.
Me, first off, pussy, I'd have just been like, yeah, I just want to just, I just, no, seriously, to piggyback, the younger me, yeah, that's the younger me, yeah, of course, I would be like, hey, bro, leave that alone, just leave it alone, but, seriously, I think like everybody else, man, smarter decisions, definitely saving, and it just, like you said, definitely smarter decisions. Because I do want to bring this up real quick. Because it was a couple of years back when I was just getting out of high school. My dad had set me up for an internship at the Pentagon. And then when I heard about the internship in my younger mind, I'm thinking, I'm not going to get paid for this shit. So, like, fuck it. I don't even want it. The older me would tell the younger me, stupid motherfucker, you should have jumped on that joint, you know what I'm saying, and been some, everybody doesn't need to shake their head. I know. I seen JB over there out of nowhere. I know. I fucked up. You know what I mean?
Seize those opportunities more.
Yeah. But honestly, like you just said, those, take advantage of that and, like, just stop thinking you was going to be young forever, for real. Like, this was going to last forever. Like, I don't know. Like, again, I don't know where that came from. I don't even know why we think like that. Like, nigga, we gonna get old. And couldn't wait to get grown. That was the other thing. Stop waiting to get grown. Shit, I'd have told my younger self, hey, man, we should probably just chill out mom's house for a minute, man. Like, this shit is fucked up.
Small.
No bullshit. Like at all,
you,
man.
You looking at this little piece right here.
Man, look.
Because we get focused.
Just being told, man. Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
I call my mom right now for some money. She be like, son. I'm like, damn, okay, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely make better decisions though, man.
Okay. The guy that was on the video, he said that if he could do something different or tell himself something different, he would work backwards in life. So he would look at where he's trying to be in the end. and then he would work from there. That. And yeah, I was like, that's kind of genius. But I mean, shit, you don't think about that when you know.
And that's the thing. That's the whole point of it.
When you're younger, you got bigger dreams. I mean, everybody. I want to be an NBA. I want to be this.
Yeah, you always think about that quick. You're not thinking about
your heartbroken. Right. You think about that.
It's more or less the after you done failed. Then you're like, all right, now I know what I want
to
do.
You know how many kids switch high schools just to be on the team, just to go to motherfucking college and shit? Tell you know what I'm saying?
Like, Las Vegas ain't never had to do that.
Nah, I ain't never had to do that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was on the team, when I was on the team, nigga, you wouldn't believe the type of people that used to come out to see me. Man, look, they don't even hold it up there. See, no. I had records over there at Godwin, but since they switched the name, all this shit went with Godwin, so all the old records, and they got to make
his records went with the school, y'all. His records left with the school. Damn, y'all.
So, you know what I'm saying? Then, man, what y'all tell y'all, but
hey, I understand.
For real, man. Hey, Cole.
It was bad the way you was doing them. I understand. No,
I had
to get rid of it.
I ain't going to lie, and I don't like to brag or boast, but like, I didn't even really need a team. You know what I'm saying? Just pass me the ball. You know what I'm saying? And I'm, Steph Curry, who, nigga? What?
What's wrong?
But for real, before Steph Curry was doing half course, nigga, I was doing that in motherfucking Godwin, man. Learn about me. Google that shit, man.
Write this joke down. You got to write this one down. You got to perform this one. That was good.
Tish, what is wrong with you today?
That was
no, because you've been coming at me all day today, man, on the show. And I got my man, Coach Reggie, here. And hey, you know what? Coach,
that shit is crazy.
Actually, I did want to ask you something because, you know what I'm saying, you do be training and stuff. Like, how hard do you push them? Because I heard a story of a lady that was doing a marathon, a running marathon, right? And I don't know if her trainer got in her head or something like that, but she took a shit in her pants and still kept going through this motherfucking race.
Oh, the marathon runners, they got a different type.
They got a different mindset. Yeah. Okay,
they got to finish.
So she finished the race?
She finished, but she didn't come in first. You know what I'm saying? Like, who gives a fuck? Bitch, you should have sat your ass down and
it was about finishing.
Like, she probably
came. It was about finishing.
I guess, man, but you could have still finished. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you could've.
Nah, she gotta keep going.
Gotta keep going.
I saw Kevin Hart. He was talking about how one time he was on stage doing a comedy show in Amsterdam, and he shitted himself, and he kept going. He finished his show. He was like, there's no way that I could just stop.
Can't stop in the middle of a show.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was like,
hey, man, look, boy, I don't know what type of rules y'all living by.
Las Vegas, boy, your ass about to come for you. You want to be one of the greats. You got to shit on yourself.
All right. Let me tell you something. Tomorrow is not promised, so I'm not going to go out.
So that's why you got shit on yourself today.
Nah, we ain't doing that. Hey, look. Hey, you ain't doing that with TNP. You good, man.
And that's why I'm trying to get you going. I'm
going
to
give you that bathroom break. Hey, look.
You can't stop and be like, y'all, hold on. Yeah. You came and collected millions of dollars.
Y'all hold that thought for a second.
I mean, that's a little different, man.
I guarantee y'all going to keep telling your jokes, too, and might add a shit joke in
Well,
there,
right now, I'm still doing my shit for free, so I'm getting the fuck off status, okay? I'm like, hey, man, I'll be right back. It's your boy, Los Vegas, man. I'll be right back. Nah, that's a little extreme. Like, man, how you feel about that? You shit on yourself, you just gonna keep...
Collecting millions, I'm gonna do what I have to do and remain professional and then get off the stage and go do what
you collect the millions, you're gonna do what you gotta do.
No, that's right. Mm-hmm. I know that's right. Now, that's just so unsanitary, man. And COVID's going around and stuff like that.
That's you.
I'm going to
tell my team, like, you know,
come on,
get ready.
You don't know you're on air, dog.
Hey, Bones, and that's my brother. Like, he don't watch the show. Like, what the fuck? We going to get on his ass about that.
So now you know he don't watch the show. Because he calling
you.
You
got to
call him out.
No, I just did, Tish.
So, Coach Reggie, can you tell us, we got New Year's coming up. And one of the people's New Year's resolutions is to get to the gym. Like, what can you tell, any suggestions or advice you could give to those people who, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes they may start but won't finish. So what is it? Do they have to make it a habit? What is that thing that you know what I mean, that they have to make it click?
First, If you really want to get it done, just come, you know, go to www.tmptrain.com.
There you go.
And then you go and sign up, and, you know, we get things done. Nah, but it's all about being consistent.
Yeah.
Like anything in life, you know what I'm saying? If anything you want to be good at, you got to keep working, you keep working, you keep working, and eventually it becomes easy.
Yeah.
Like, same thing I tell my sons, like, if you keep working at it, keep working at it, eventually that thing that's hard will become easy.
Right.
And then you go look for that, you know what I'm saying? Then you work at getting better at that. And then it become great. Then you become great at it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, same thing with working out. Like, you just have to be consistent. I mean, it's going to be times, like I tell anybody, when I first started training people, like I tell them, the first week, that's like, it's going to be hell. Like, you're going to I'm telling you, you're going to hate me. You're going to hate your body. You're going to hate every damn thing. You're going to hate it because it's going to hurt because it's something your body's not used to.
Yeah.
But like they say, if you're feeling uncomfortable, if you're comfortable, you're not in a good, you know what I'm saying? Right. You're not in a good mood. If you're uncomfortable, then that means you're working towards it.
Right.
So like I said, you got to keep pushing. Yes, you got to rest, but you got to get that work in between. Them rest days, you can go out and take a walk. You know what I'm saying? Just be consistent. I mean, that's the biggest thing. And be disciplined.
Yeah. So do you advise your clients to take vitamins? Or should people, do you advise people to take daily vitamins or anything of that nature?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends upon your body. Like I said, everybody's different. Like me, I mean, I talk about me myself. I take a daily, you know, daily vitamins. Like the supplement I take has like 12 different vitamins, as far as it has fish oils. It has everything that, you know, that a guy needs, as far as, you know, in our body. Women are different. You know, y'all have different things in y'all body. So, I mean, I definitely tell people to take, you know, get your vitamins in, get your nutrition in, get your proteins in, you know, as far as doing that. But, like, you have to do things that, you know, steer towards your body, too. Like, I can tell one person to do this, but it might not work the same with the next person. Because their body might be totally different. Right. You know what I'm saying? As far as they might have a high metabolism. It's not just about, you know, size. And then people always look at the scale. I hate people that are called scale watching.
Okay.
Like, don't scale watch. Because, like, you can go out, like, Las Vegas and get ready for a boxing match. Or, you know, and he go out and lift and get big.
Yeah.
Get big, but the scale might say something different. You get what I'm saying? But it's all about how he look in the mirror and how he feels.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? It's versus like how that scale says. Because muscle weighs more than fat.
100%.
So, I mean, it's about, you know. I got you, Lil Zig. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got you, baby.
Yeah, getting ready for that boxing match.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yeah.
Ain't ready for anything.
Nah, man. Hope y'all are watching this at home right now. This nigga right here next to me.
Cracking up because he don't believe it.
Cracking the fuck up over here, man.
Hey, did you see him though?
She is cracked. What is this? You gonna stop playing me out here like that, y'all? Like, your boy has put in some work out here, man. Ain't know about your boy. My business says, and I'm knocking niggas the fuck out.
when you work with your clients, do you have like a consultation with them initially to tell them exactly, you know, what they should work on, what you want them to focus on?
Well, in the consultation, they pretty much tell me.
Okay.
I mean, I pretty much asked, like I said, I asked the questions, I asked them, I asked everybody, you know, the basic information, your name, your goals, you know, your weight. But like the biggest question is your goals. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You tell me your goals, and then I'm going to hold you accountable. See, a lot of people don't like that part. Like, I mean, they like the whole, yeah, I'm about to go train. I'm signing up.
Right.
I look good. I make video. They look good in the video. I like that. But the accountable part, if I made videos about the accountable part, it'd be a total different story. Because that's me when you're not there on time. I'm calling you like, hey, where you at? when you got training on Tuesday, you're like, hey, we wait till Tuesday morning. Hey, I can't make it.
Right.
Like that. Those are the time. Yeah. Or, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing as far as your eating? What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like those are the you know, as far as the
okay,
it's a lot different.
What do you charge for somebody to be able to come in and do like a 1-on-1 with you?
So I basically break it down in different rates. I mean, I have, as far as like if you're doing one session or if you're doing multiple sessions.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got a little deal going on right now for, you know, because, you know, we are going for the New
Black
Year.
Friday.
Black Friday.
Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday. Yeah. Shout out.
But, like, right now, I mean, I'm doing $40 a session. And then as far as 10 sessions, you do $350, so it breaks it down to $35 a session.
Oh, that's and, a great deal.
Yeah, and as far as the session, it's a minimum of an hour. Sometimes we might go over, you know, well, I ain't gonna lie.
Right.
I go over because I mean, like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, if I set something up, we gonna work until it's done. Like, right. I mean, I know I might be an hour. You might, but I gotta go. All right, you go ahead, finish them. Go ahead, finish what you gotta do, and then we go. Like I said, that's the part of the accountability thing. Like I'm.
I mean, but you have to be like that. Yeah. I mean, that's going to show the result, everything. And
but
they
then that's what builds
that
love-hate relationship, too, and the workout. Because then everybody like, oh, I hate you. But that's okay.
It's
you know
a business.
It's part of the business. I take it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. That's what's up, man. One thing I wanted to get from you is, what inspires you? What are some of your inspirations to do what you do? You know what I'm saying? Because it seems like you out there helping a lot of the community, helping people get better, their better selves, helping the kids. But what are some things that inspire you to do what you do?
I mean, I feel like, I ain't gonna lie, I mean, for as long as, like, I mean, there was times where I feel like, you know, I didn't, like, I couldn't do it. I you know, I wasn't. But now I feel like it's my calling, you know what I'm saying? Okay. As far as helping and giving my back, you know, my shirt off my back, doing things for other people, I feel like that's my calling.
Okay.
Like, I get more gratitude out of, like, helping somebody else out than, you know, helping myself.
Yeah.
And it just been, it's been so, I feel like I get more blessings out of that.
Yeah.
And that's what something I just pretty much, like, I run with. Like, if I can help you out, if there's a way I can help you out, or if I know somebody can help you out, I'm gonna try.
Okay.
So.
Nah, that's okay. That's
real.
Good to hear, man.
That's
good to hear. Shout out TNP, man. Tomorrow's Never Promised. Again, TNPtrain.com. That's the website everybody can, if they want to book any services, consultations or anything. Yeah, man. One thing I wanted to ask you was, what would you say is a common misconception about just health? And, like, because I think sometimes people think you want to do the microwave popcorn way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They want to get that body or the IG or whatever. But it's more to it than that. So can you kind of just tell the people, like, what you feel as though what they need to kind of get onto that road of, you know what I'm saying, changing that mindset?
I mean, as far as, like, with, I mean, well, nowadays we live in the age of surgery, you know.
Oh,
everybody think it's the quick way. Everybody, right. You know, everybody jumping the flight to Miami or, you know, to wherever till they get their body done. But
right, but that comes, I mean, with its own health complications.
That comes with its health complications
well.
Later on in life, and people don't realize that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a whole nother level. I mean, a whole nother conversation. But, I mean, as far as it, I mean, like I say, just working. You gotta work. If you want anything in life, like you realize that anything in life, if the pandemic didn't show you from sitting down, like, as you see people, you got people now building businesses, you got businesses everywhere, people coming up.
You gotta do something.
You gotta apply yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you gotta put forth the work.
Yeah.
You put forth the work, you'll get the results. And a lot of it with health, I mean, a lot of people thinking you gotta live in the gym for 100 hours. No, it's about what you eat. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's about what we consume. I mean, a lot of us, you know, we want to consume, like, all different foods, but then the next day we're not working out or doing something as far as, you know, getting it off of us.
So let's talk about that. Like, so what are some things you could kind of, as far as food? I mean, we just came from Turkey Day.
Yeah,
everybody's eating crazy.
Oh,
but how could one, should one eat? Should they eat a balanced diet? Is it certain particular, like, what would you suggest?
I mean, as far as, like, doing that, like, like I say, if you're trying to build up, you eat more, as far as, you know, you're eating proteins, eating more. You're trying to lose weight, you're cutting back on that, you know, as far as everything with that. It all depends on your goals.
Yeah.
And like me, I ain't gonna lie, like, that was probably one of my biggest things as far as eating.
Yeah.
Like, I love eating.
Me too.
And I'm a carnivore. I'm a carnivore. So I'm like, if it don't eat meat, I'm like, I don't, like, you know what I'm saying? What is that? All veggies? Yeah, you got to throw a little bit of something in there. You know, so that was one of my hardest things. So, like, I had to got, like, when I was up to like 340.
Okay.
And I got to a point where I cut fast food. I cut everything, like, and I just, water was nothing. The only thing I drank was water. I ate during the day and stuff like that, but it was just, I constantly drink water. Because you got to think about it, if you flushing your system, you know what I'm saying? You're getting rid of all that stuff that don't want to be there. And then I just got out walking first.
Okay.
And then eventually I started jogging a little bit.
Okay.
Then I started running.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, all right, running's getting bored. Let me try something else. You know what I'm saying? And then eventually it just started shedding. I just started finding different ways as far as doing different things.
Nah, that's great advice, man. Just start somewhere. You know what I mean? Yeah. Start, stay consistent. Yeah. You know what I mean? Put the work in.
Yeah.
But keep it going.
See, people think you got to be, oh, I'm not going to be in there for an hour. I'm not going to be in. No, it's not about being there for an hour. Just get in there, do what you got to do, and get up out of there. Right. But at least push yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you just going to go, sweat. If you going to go, just go there just to, you know, just go and just, you know, take pictures. That's what I call them picture takers. That's what I call them in the gym. When they come there. Look.
Like,
they got the
on?
Lashes on and everything. Look, come
on. They got
over.
No sweat got, on them.
Got the number 12 lashes on. Coming over there like this. Can't even blink. 12. They blinking. Yeah, they blinking like this. Taking
looking
pictures.
Like they done sprayed their hey, look. Water bottles.
Did it three times and they just walk up out of there. They you see it all the time. Shit, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But like at the end of the day, like they got to live with it. Like I tell anybody, anybody I'm training, like, I mean, I tell them I love you. Like the first thing I tell them, I love you, but you're going to hate me. You're going to hate me. You're not going to hate me because that I'm, you know, that I'm being an asshole, that I'm doing that. You're going to hate me because I'm going to have you doing something that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Whenever somebody make you feel uncomfortable, people tend not to like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's what's needed and shit.
Well, let me ask you this. Since you are the trainer, what's the best, like, if anybody was, I guess, trying to, we're going to go both ways, lose weight and gain weight. If you was trying to lose weight, what's the best exercise for your legs, your upper strength, and your arms? All that good stuff.
Are you trying to lose weight?
If you're trying to lose weight.
That's cardio. I mean, you got to think about it. If you're trying to lose weight, you got to burn. So if you, for your legs, I put my people on the Stairmaster. That Stairmaster going to build your legs up. It's going to build your glutes up. It's going to build your hamstrings, quad. It's going to build all up, and it's also going to burn fat. Okay. Because you're constantly stepping, you know what I'm saying? As far as going, you're building your arms up. I mean, it's conditioned the same type of thing. You get on the ropes. You can get on the row machine as far as doing things like that. As far as what was it?
Maybe. The midsection.
I mean, that's core work. Russian twists, you know, as far as doing crunches, doing different workouts, you know, as far as doing that planks. Right.
No, because I feel like a lot of people just think like, maybe, I don't know, just me just running up the stairs. I know you said the Stairmaster, but or just, you know, me doing a couple of push-ups here and there, a couple of crunches, you know what I'm saying? So if they was, I guess, trying to maybe lose it a little bit faster, like what would be, you know what I'm saying, those type of techniques to...
Yeah, that's just
that's
more,
still natural. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, natural. Just doing cardio, or you're doing, you know, as far as, you know, calisthenics is doing things like that. That's just, I mean, that's just things that's hit, you know, hit cardio. Things that's fast, it's just burning it out. Yeah.
Okay.
As far as putting on weight, that's just like push-ups, building your arms up, doing body squats. You're trying to, you know, build things up. You can do body squats. You can do push-ups, you can do sit-ups. It's all the same. Pretty much.
Now, as far as, like, maybe losing weight, would you recommend them to do more weights? As far as, like, because I know, like, during, like, I mean, working out, they say, like, you know, I could go do the dumbbells and all that stuff, everything like that. What is that actually doing? Is it just building just, like, I guess, like, more mass to myself?
Yeah, but what, like I tell people, that especially people that, you know, that's trying to lose weight, the same type of thing. You still got to build that muscle because you still got to withstand everything. Just like if a person's walking every day, you still got to build your legs up. So you still got to build that muscle, but you're going to lose weight while you're doing it. But you're going to build muscle. That's why I tell people, as far as the scale watching, don't scale watch.
Right.
It's about how you look in the mirror. Like you can look at that thing and say 260. It can say 225 for me. I can say 225. But then I go look at my clothes, I'm in a size large, but my shoulders are a lot wider now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like I switched plots. I lost weight, did everything I was supposed to.
The body composition don't always equal up to what you see on the scale.
So that's what I mean as far as with that.
And how do you feel about that as far as like, have you ever had to train somebody with that type of self-esteem? You know what I'm saying? It just feels like, oh, COVID, you know what I'm saying, this and that. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you talk to that person? How do you coach them through that? You know what I'm saying? Because they probably harder, like, tired and just feeling like just give up and all that other stuff. So how do you coach them through that?
Through training, I think I've seen it all. Like, I've had people quit. I had people say they wanted to quit. I had people – one thing I won't allow a person to quit. Like, I won't – like, you know what I'm saying? I'll do things, but I won't allow a person – because if you quit, you're quitting on yourself. You're not quitting on me. You already paid me.
Right.
So like I tell them, like you tell them, you've already paid me. I'm already taken care of.
Right.
It's about you now. So I'm not gonna allow you to quit on yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna push you. Yes, sometimes. I mean, like I say, I am human too. I do push over limits sometimes. You know. Right. You know, we all human. But then it's about bringing them back. Like if you do go that far, you about bringing them back, slowing it down. Right. Let's do channeling the anger toward channeling the energy towards something else. So I just, you know, as far as doing that, I mean, it's been times when I got cussed out. They be cussing that. They get cussed out. All that fuck you, Coach Reggie. I hate you. I'm not doing this shit.
You.
And then if anybody that's watching, I would tell them, all right, let me know when you're done.
Right.
Yeah. You done? Yeah. All right, so let's get this work.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I guess you have to be like that, right? Because you're a trainer, you know what I'm saying? So if anybody, I mean, I guess that's part of your job. You're going to have to get cussed out. Yeah. I mean, me, Coach Reggie, I wouldn't personally do that to you personally, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to get some training, you know what I mean?
He wouldn't be there, so can you get us some training, man?
Come on.
Yeah,
I'm going to
get some training.
I'm sponsoring some training. We're going to go live for it, y'all. I got y'all. We're going to go live for it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Needed this shit.
Conversations on the rock training.
For sure.
Yeah, I definitely like that. But I also just want to just give you your props right now because, like I tell a lot of people that come up here, the passion that you show for what you're doing right now is another reason why I wanted you to be here. Like, I've seen it, you know what I'm saying, myself just following you and all that stuff like that. And I think that's very important, especially as far as being a trainer, because we're putting our health and all that in you, you know what I'm saying, like that. So, and you definitely speak for yourself, you know what I'm saying? You definitely show that. So, man, definitely salute you for that, man.
Appreciate that, man. Yeah, I appreciate y'all.
And your years of service working with the children. So that's a big thing.
Yeah.
Whether you were paid for it or not, you know, you still showed up every day, opened the Boys and Girls Club, made sure that all the games ran smoothly, all that stuff. So, you know, like, big ups to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
One thing before we go, I was on your website. I was seeing, do you have an app or was –
Yeah, so basically we're working on finishing up all the stuff. We're working on finishing the rest of the coding with the app.
Okay.
I got somebody working on that too. I pretty much just like I have a whole team now. Like I have a marketing specialist. Yeah. I have somebody working on my social media. Okay. I got somebody, you know, I got a couple people that want to invest in far as doing some things too. So
you're blowing
like,
up, man.
Yeah,
doing your thing, man.
Nah, I mean, I'm just, I mean, like, I like my lady, like, not my lady, like my, I'm single. Like,
let's get that confused. If anybody was wondering.
But like my marketing, lady says, she says, like, if you think small, things will finish small. But if you think big, things will be big. You ever think that the guy from Under Armour thought that Under Armour would be as big as he was when it was at Merlin? Nah, he just kept growing. He had the funding behind him, but he kept growing and kept growing. So as far as with like my TMP, like it's all about what I put behind it. So like if I put all these different, you know, things in order and have different avenues, like, I mean, it's all about what I put behind it and keep grinding, keep grinding. I want it to grow.
Up,
I want to have my own building. You know what I'm saying? I want something for my kids. You know what I'm saying?
You're on your way, man.
But that's
and you're a shining example for the community, man. So
and
shout
that
out
you
to
have
you.
The back end together, yeah. That you know you're putting together a team because you can't do anything by yourself.
Right. Yeah, I learned
as
that. I learned
grow,
that.
You know, so to put a team together to trust other people to take care of things so that you can, you know, make sure you keep pushing your brand. That's very important.
Yeah.
And that's hard, too, right? You know what I'm saying? To trust somebody with your baby. You feel what I'm saying? Something that you're very passionate about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That may need to be another conversation right there.
That was probably one of the most difficult things, like, trusting. Especially when you got, like, new ideas, like, new things. You're like, you ain't running out telling this person, because like you said, at the end of the day, not everybody has your best interest.
Exactly.
It's always a snake in the grass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not saying that everybody is a snake, but like there's always not everybody's wishing you know your best.
Wishing you well.
And some people wishing you fail.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So as far as that, you gotta find certain people. Like it's ideas. Like I come up with, I'll be like, yo, I don't even know who to talk to, but I don't even know. Like, all right, well, I'll call. Like, you know, I call my man, I call my brother. Like, yo, they in Italy, they in other states. They like, yo, what you talking about? I'm like, yo, what you think about this? Like, all right, yeah, I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
And then I pretty much just sit back, think about it, and just go with it. Just go with it. Go with it.
It's, piggybacking.
It's coming together.
That one.
It's definitely coming together.
Well, it's a pleasure to see, man. Before we get out of here, let everybody out there in Rhythmics Radio on our social media, Conversation on the Rocks, know how to get in contact with you. What's your social media and your website, sir?
Definitely on Facebook, you can look up TMP Training. And on Instagram, you go to TMP_training.
Okay.
On web, if you're looking for the website, you go to www.tmptrain.com. Hey, I'm out there. I'm looking for y'all. Waiting on y'all. New Year's is here. Remember, get them resolutions. Let's get right.
Yeah, make sure y'all holler at this man.
Definitely,
you know what
I'm
saying?
Waiting on y'all.
Definitely.
Don't forget to reiterate your deal that you got going on.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. For the New Year's, we got a special going on. You know, we got one session. If pop in sessions, $40. If you sign up for 10 sessions, it's $350. Breaks down to $35 a session. Huh. I'm waiting on y'all. Let's get this work.
Well, appreciate you coming through, Coach Reggie. Definitely, man. Everybody follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, man.
And everything like that.
It's been a pleasure. Been a pleasure.
Appreciate y'all.
Is it time already?
Nah, we still got some time. Since we do got some time, y'all been watching the Verses?
No.
Which one?
The Shaka Khan joint?
No, you
ain't been
watching. Shaka Khan was the last one, wasn't it?
Shaka Khan was good.
Little Kim and Foxy Brown.
Tish been paying attention, okay?
That's why I brought the joint up, because Tish spoke this into existence last season.
Thank you.
And we said we couldn't think we was going to see or hear this. Foxy and Kim are talking about it, but the next one coming up right now is actually
3-6
and Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That's a good one too.
You think so?
I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about this one. It'd be good to go back and reminisce on a lot of good songs.
But they got some joints where they collab though. That Biggie joint.
I just feel like their style,
I'm with Tish on this one. I think the style
they should have had No Limit with 3-6. I think they should have stayed down south with that one, but either way it'll be good to go back on that one. They have me with it.
What would you want to see in the Verses battle? We get into this all the time. Who would you like to see in the Verses?
I want to see somebody go with Wayne. I need somebody.
Hey, who do we put with Wayne? We've had this talk. Who do you?
I don't know. That's what we were sitting back.
I say Jay can go with Wayne.
Get Jay-Z.
Drake can go with Wayne.
I think Drake will probably be the only one.
You think only Drake? I think Rick Ross could go with him too.
Nah.
I think Ross could go with Wayne.
Drake the only one messing with him.
Right, exactly. He tripping.
Drake.
it can only be Lil Wayne and Drake.
But Drake singing, man. Drake.
But his hits. That's the difference.
Lil Wayne got some singing joints.
Ross got hits.
Yeah, but not Lil Wayne.
Ross got somebody else.
But that's why he went with 2 Chainz and shit. I want to see T.I. in the game.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying?
The game and T.I.
I don't know about that one joint.
I'm going with T.I., but they both.
The game got some shit, dog. He got some classic, some platinum albums, but he ain't messing with it.
Kendrick Lamar
got to go with J. Cole or somebody.
Yeah, J. Cole, or Drake.
With,
I think he could do Andre 3000. I could see Kendrick Lamar and Andre 3000.
I think that's two different areas.
Yeah, two different areas.
You think so?
Yeah. I can see where you going. They was in the same area, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, J. Cole probably be the closest thing to Kendrick Lamar, I would have to say. I would definitely have to say.
But yeah, now I look for okay, Lil Kim, Foxy, that's gonna be a good joint. That's gonna be big.
Oh, I'm getting dressed up to sit in my
okay. room. Okay, you gonna watch that one, huh? Yeah. You gonna get your popcorn pop for that one? Ain't watch no near not another.
And I wanna see you live.
Shout out the verses, bringing everybody together. Shout out the verses.
No bullshit. Because tomorrow's not promised.
Hey, this. my uncle say that every time I pull up to his house, y'all.
That's real, though.
Like, I'll see you later because tomorrow's not promised.
Go ahead, man. That's love, though.
I'm not trained. You know why he did it? Because it's a dope ass saying.
It is. And it means something, though. You know what I'm saying?
It's catchy as shit.
It means something.
And it's something you could just say to
anybody and everybody. It means something. Like, because tomorrow's not promised. But we gonna see if Tiss is gonna miss this whole verse.
She gonna be sleep.
I know she gonna be sleep.
She's sleep with the curlers, like with the curlers in the head, right? Wine on the side of the bed and shit.
Hey, Ice, guarantee.
You don't know me. Hey, look.
Guarantee, Ice. We gonna have a meeting. She be like, "Yeah, I'm up for the verses." We gonna answer the next motherfucking day. She be like, Y'all wouldn't believe it. Yeah, I was working, y'all getting this money. You know how it goes. I had to go help my son with the computer. Y'all, they do not know me. We know. Oh, we know. Before we go, because I've been had this in my book. I've been wanting to talk to y'all about this. This happened a couple of like weeks, maybe even a month ago. Kodak Black gave a party for his mom. It was her birthday. Nigga grabbed his mom's
whole joint, cuffed it, like
grabbed that joint. Said he just wanted her to feel beautiful. Nigga, hey, bruh. When the fuck did we start doing this?
That's Florida, though. That's wild shit going on out there.
Dog, he's not even really a... Come on, man. Like,
he's down there wild.
Like, come on, dog.
It's like a whole different like country
like,
down there.
But the whole ass, though, like...
Yeah, that's really...
That is really... And then moms was just chilling. Like, she like wasn't that. Even disturbed by it. Like, dog, could you imagine that? Like, dog... Everybody would have whooped your ass at this party. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm an 80s baby. Like, the whole family, generation, who even came, everybody. Like, niggas that you didn't even know or just heard that y'all was related and whooped your ass at this party. And, like that's how you make your mom feel beautiful? Like, just tell her she's beautiful.
Like, you paid for a whole party. Like, that's enough.
You're beautiful, mom. I'm taking you on a trip.
They ain't all right down there. You know what I'm saying? They ain't all right down there.
Hey, man. I mean,
some other news, though. I saw rest in peace to Virgil Abloh, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the owner, the creator of Off-White, and also a fashion designer. You know what I'm saying? Big fashion designer with Louis Vuitton. Man, died very young at 41. You know what I'm saying? Was battling some cancer and shit, so fuck cancer. But, you know, rest in peace to Virgil, man. Who was a great influence on the culture, you know what I'm saying? And he changed the game, so shout out to him and shit, man.
Yeah, man. We've been losing a lot of people.
Especially cancer, your boy, young, too.
What's his name? Alpo. He got hit out there in
Harlem. Yeah, I saw that.
That was wild.
I mean, that ain't surprising.
That's not surprising, right? Yeah, because it took so long. But, I mean, that's wild. Like, But then, you know, we got young
dog. I mean,
dog.
He was back around the way. He shouldn't have
yeah,
back
he
around
was
the
doing
way.
Too much, man.
He should have went to, like, Florida or Cali or, like,
they go, always go back.
Or just
Washington. Yeah.
Because they feel so. Comfortable, man. You can't get comfortable. If you're comfortable, you're that's not it. Doing anything yeah, right is. There. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. Stop being scared. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, stop putting your hand on the stand, though, man. For real, for real. Get the fuck up out of there, man. You know what I'm saying? Because once we make this money, you think I ain't getting the fuck about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to have property out here, all that. I'm going to be gone, man.
As a professional basketball player?
Tish, don't come for me no. like that, no.
Hey,
man. But you not going to. But you know what, fuck? If you don't tish, I might go out there
dream
and put my motherfucking jersey
dream
back
big.
On and bring
that's
mom's
fine.
Jersey out of retirement.
I
number
know,
four.
That's right.
Number four.
I
you know.
Know
what I mean? And, man, you
dream
know what?
Big. Ain't nobody gonna be able to do it but you. Make it happen.
And you know what? When I make it, you're not even gonna be allowed to come to the games. I'm gonna put up posters when you see this lady here. Don't let her in the building, in the arena, no, nowhere. And Ice and Coach Reggie gonna be waving at you, and JB, they're gonna be like, Tish, you coming in? And I'm like, I would, but I can't get in because my poster. And you're gonna have to disguise yourself
now, you know,
and all that stuff.
Around with me, I would own the arena that you work at.
Oh that's
and
what.
That's
oh,
how it would work.
We will never play there because I'm gonna be at my own arena. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't we ain't gotta worry about that.
We boycotting that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We just practiced it.
Never yeah. a dull day with you.
Man, I funny. Appreciate yeah. it, man. Man, yeah. man, game, man.
And speaking of appreciation, appreciate you, Coach Reggie. Again, before we get out of here, shout out your IG and everything. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's for the people. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to TMP, man. He just came from the gym before he, you know what I'm saying, arrived here, you know what I'm saying?
Just finished training.
the website is www.tmptrain.com.
Yeah.
And what's your IG handle?
IG handle is TMP_training. And then on Instagram is TMPtraining.
Okay. Bet that, man. Well, appreciate you for again, man, for coming through. Stopping by Conversations on the Rocks, man. We had it was a pleasure, man. And
definitely.
Shout out to my co-host, man. How y'all feeling, man? Y'all got anybody y'all want to shout out before we roll?
Hey, man, as always, shout out to the Diamond Princess, my three hair face and chocolate, man. You already know what it is.
Of course, shout out to me and Mia Morrison.
Hey.
And just go on
MiaMorrison.com.
And I'm
there
also pushing gift baskets for the
season
up
okay.
until Christmas. So we got a $45, $75, and $100 gift basket.
Hey,
okay.
Holla at me or go to my website.
Let's get them.
That's a bet.
What you got going on over there, Ice?
Oh, just chilling, man. Just chilling. Just ready for the new year and ready for the, you know what I'm saying, the next holidays to spread this cheer, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
But shout out to everybody out there, Rhythmics Radio. Shout you, man. You tuned in Mondays, 8 p.m. You know what it is. Tap in with the gang, baby. And always have your conversations on the rocks.
Hey, salute.